Just because the Israel Defense Force is adhering to the rules of a ceasefire with Hezbollah doesn't mean it's not dismantling the terrorist network in other ways. Check this out. The IDF is revealing it found a trove of Hezbollah weaponry and military equipment over the last couple of days in southern Lebanon. The IDF's 769th Hiram Brigade says the latest discovery included rocket launchers, mortar shells, rocket-propelled grenades, missiles, and explosives. Soldiers also found weapons in a depot containing dozens of shoulder-launched missiles, along with a stash of other equipment. Meanwhile, the IDF's 300th Brigade also made some notable finds just days before, uncovering and destroying five Hezbollah weapons facilities. Inside the weapons storage lockers were more than 200 mortar shells, ready-to-fire rocket launchers, and personal body armor. The soldiers also found a truck with Hezbollah insignia containing three medium-range rocket launchers. All the weapons were destroyed, and this is all fair game. The IDF made sure to stress the military is continuing to carry out the dismantling of terrorist infrastructure, which is allowed under the current Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire agreement. And it looks like Israel may soon be getting some help, too. The Lebanese Prime Minister says his army will soon begin efforts to disarm Hezbollah. All this is coming as Lebanon elected President Joseph Aoun after a two-year vacuum at the position, adding some stability to the war-torn country that is trying to fight its way out of an economic collapse. Aoun's election garnered some praise from the White House and Israel's foreign minister, who expressed optimism his win could mean better and more stable futures for both countries.